I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Vigilante groups in Nepal are reportedly fighting Maoist rebels. That action has hit rural villages especially hard and threatened security. Faced with crisis, people are responding to the gospel. Talking Bibles International's Paul Hoekstra says they've been invited to produce the New Testament in audio for the Lamwe living in eastern Nepal.
Well, we're hoping to get the production done here within the next 2 to 3 months. It'll be done using a local reader right in Kathmandu. And then when the narration has been completed, we'll be encoding it, putting it in the Talking Bible format, and then people will be hand-carrying those back into Nepal.
Next, kidnappings, robberies, killings, and other violence plagues Port-au-Prince, Haiti. That's had a negative impact on short-term missions and daily outreach in that nation. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach works there.
Even though we had to cancel teams this summer, we were still able to, with the nationals there, hold vacation Bible school, as well as having the Great Discovery youth camp that we have every summer. At the Vacation Bible School, 78 children made commitments to Christ, and 69 young people at the Great Discovery gave their lives to Christ.
And while more than 3 million children will be attending Vacation Bible School this summer in the United States, there's a major problem. According to Barna Research Group, 38,000 fewer churches are holding VBS this summer than in 1997. A shortage of available teachers is the major reason. Those most likely to still offer VBS are Southern Baptist and Mainline churches, black congregations, and congregations with more than 250 adult members. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.